listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Wayne Fritz. Wayne, how's it going?
Hey, Bruce, good to see you today, man.
Good to see you, too. It's been a while, been a minute.
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks, but everything's good.
Everything's good here. Well, I finally had avoided the COVID situation, but I did get Omicron, so we're all Omicron tried and true, and hopefully the antibodies will last a while. So,
well, let's hope so.
Yeah, man. Seems like everybody got it out here. Good Lord. So, good to be back. And well, we're going to have some cold weather here in Texas. Everybody's panicking because it'll be 2 days of freezing weather. But folks like me that have lived in Wyoming, and I know you've done some cold country living back in the day, Wayne.
It's no big deal. I'm going to go to the grocery this afternoon. I really don't have to go, but I'm going to go because I want to pick up a few things if they have, but I'm going to be interested to see if they have anything.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah, people will go into a full tilt panic over here.
Yeah.
And start ripping stuff off the shelves.
I got plenty of stuff, and I just thought there's a few fresh things I'd like to get, but I can do without them.
I know I got.
Those shelves, I'm thinking they're going to be empty. So
got coffee creamer, coffee.
Yeah, coffee got to be. I got coffee.
I got cereal and canned soup.
That's good.
And maybe I'll lose a pound or two here this weekend. So
I've got a freezer with some stuff in it. Right. And so I can get mine if the power goes out, the freezer still works and the grill works. So
exactly.
We can make things happen like a mountain man or something.
There you go.
I'm sorry, but I did have a guest lined up and I spoke with him earlier and he's more than happy to come along. Can't be next week, but he's going to be a good one. He lives in Amarillo, Texas.
Rillo. Okay. Well, and so one of my kids lives just north of there in Dumas. So we have to go through.
He does a lot of work up around Dumas. Always has.
Oh, man. Can't wait.
Should go see Stan. Go to church with him sometime. He goes to the Baptist church there. You know any Baptists?
A few.
had to put the door out there. We got a little guest with us today. They had some construction going and there's a fly the size of a raisin buzzing around in here. I'm hoping he goes out that door. So. God almighty. I don't have my fly swatter on me or anything. All these technological adjustments that we have here.
You heard about that father visiting his daughter.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, he saw a fly and he said, honey, hand me a newspaper. Give me a newspaper. And she said, Dad, we don't use newspapers. We use iPad. Here's my iPad. That had to be replaced.
Yeah.
So anyway, just supposed to be a joke.
Yeah. But, no. That's an expensive fly there.
Yeah.
Expensive fly.
Bruce, I got that. Can I bring something up real quickly?
Let's do that. Yes, please.
I put us on a track today. I don't know, but can I talk to a guy this morning that's been in this business
for
35 years?
All righty.
He's seen everything you see in the same business for 35 years. He's seen price increases. You know, it's kind of like a Rolex watch. Every year they go up 20% or something like that. But he's seen lots of price increases. But right now, I think because of COVID and all this stuff that we've been through as a nation and as worldwide, we're having the company I was with is having a price increase, and it's got they said that they just think that it's not good, and yet they understand it.
Okay.
And the message, you know, as coaching goes, that I think we have to really learn how to do are tough situations like that, because that can be tough when you know, you can tell everybody, well, we're going to have a price increase, but you're going to get a raise. Now, that can go pretty good for a while. But you know, sometimes you feel like you're pricing yourself out of the business, even though everything is high.
So the company is faced with this reality.
Yes.
That there is a price increase on what is being sold, correct? Strategies to address, right, to bridge that issue with your staff so that your consumers will readily accept and understand the price increase or not, or just, you're just trying to get your staff to get their head around the price increase and not be fazed by it so they can continue to sell.
It's basically everyone outside of the office, because the office staff, as a rule, with exception to a few, are not from the field, so they've never had to sit in front of you and your wife and do a presentation and write an order, you know, or attempt to write an order, and they don't stand a question. But it's an interesting 1 year. Oh gosh, I can't remember if it was in the early 80s or sometime, that we went through two price increases in 1 year. One of them was like 10% and one of them was 12%. That's 1 year. We've grown and grown and grown so much since then. Price increases are a fact of life, doesn't matter. When I started with Salad Master, give you an example. I earned $600 a month at my job. Mm-hmm. And I just had a regular job, you know, I mean, inside sales expediter in an OEM company. Mm-hmm. But a set of Salad Master at that time cost about $600. Mm-hmm. Now, today that product, and when I first started, like 1974, you could buy a brand new Cadillac for about $8,000, $9,000, brand new sedan DeVille.
Oh, yeah.
But now they're $100,000 now.
Right.
So it's just having that ability to coach and kind of understand some of that stuff, I think. And then it's going to be a slow month for the first month. You have to have a lot of incentives to get them to push back up. Because the price increases are a fact of life. Just sad, but it's a fact. I mean, in our product, the metal's gone up. Transportation's gone, like, it's gone up like 200% or something like that. We used to send a container for $2,500. And now you have to, if you can get one, it's like $7,500 to send it. The same thing that cost $2,500 just 2 years ago. So those are some pretty big hits. And used to, if I wanted to get a container dropped off at the factory, I'd just give a call and I'd have it within a day or two. Now it might be 2-3 weeks because you can't find them. So it's a lot of different factors that come into this price increase. Nickel, all the different metals that go into our products.
So what is the biggest challenge then?
It's here again. I think the best thing I did was just happen to have a visit with my friend this morning, that's been around forever. He's nervous about it. You know, and we've been through this together. But even he's nervous about doing a show.
What is it about this time that makes him more nervous than back in the day in the 80s when we had high inflation, high interest rates, everything went up, gasoline was at an all-time high? So how was he able to articulate?
Well, no, see, that's the point. And Bruce, what you're bringing up is part of our responsibility or some of the knowledge that we have to have about different things and realistic, because, you know, you get scared. People get scared. Mm-hmm. People have a fear. In our business and its direct sales, the biggest fear is not getting in somebody's door. The biggest fear is getting out your own door. You know, getting in someone else's door is kind of your door, so you can go do that. So this guy is just, it hit him, and it's a substantial one. It's, you know, it's pushing 10%. And you just have to walk him through the things that you just said, the things that we're talking about. And as a coach, you've got to have the ability to. Stephen Covey said it best in Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. First, you just have to listen. You know, you've got to listen.
There you go.
You know, you've got to listen. And when I say listen, it's not listen while you're looking at your phone.
Right.
You know, or listen while you're thinking about other things and waiting to say something. No, listen intently and with being what they're saying, not just listening, but hearing. Covey said, seek first to understand.
Then to be understood.
So you got to hear them out and let them say everything. Because a lot of times they might solve it themselves or have an answer come out of them.
Right.
Just because they're talking and you're listening. But if not, you're going to pull stuff out of them like you just did me. You said, well, Wayne, what is it? Don't you understand the inflation of the 80s, things going skyrocketing? To buy a new house, it was a good deal if you could get it at 13%. So in the 70s.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the truth. So I think my first house was, I don't know, it might have been 13% or 8%.
Oh, man.
It was a lot, though, but that was normal. That was during the savings and loan, all that stuff going on, and then crashed and burned. We have to keep, don't in coaching, you burrow down.
That's right.
Let me ask you a question. Is there anything else holding you back from accepting this price increase?
Right. Now, as dumb as this sounds, could y'all like remove a saucepan or something like that?
Oh, they've done everything in the past. And that's not a dumb question, believe me.
To equalize,
that's
bring down the cost.
But our product is, we've done all that kind of stuff. We've changed configuration of sets and pieces. And one time I think they tried to make the lids thinner and the field just got a broom and they swept off a place and laid down and had a fit.
Oh, wow.
Because you want to have the best. You can't. Way back when I was a kid, and they had a sign back there, and I could still see it. It was kind of old, worn-out sign up on a wall that said, the bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of low price is gone. And I always used to talk about that on my presentations in a kind of a story, you know. And it is it's a doggone truth. How many times have you bought something, and you've done a lot of trading and a lot of work on stuff and reselling in your life? Brought your boys up good.
Oh, yeah.
But how many times you bought something that it was a good deal, but you had to go rebuy the same thing again because it wasn't worth a darn? You know, good things aren't cheap and cheap things aren't good. There's so many ways to say it, but sometimes we have to be reminded of it.
Good things aren't cheap.
Sometimes we have to be, and I think that's this guy's challenge. He just has to cool off and be reminded of it.
And with all due respect, I mean, I'm a perfect outsider on this one, man. As a matter of fact, as you know, I'm still a show virgin. Nobody's done a show yet. Okay. Now, I would not know that y'all had a price hike as a consumer.
That's right.
If I said, Wayne, let's do a show in my kitchen or wherever, at the Lady in Grapevine, whatever. I know y'all got like a super show place out there, right? Anyway, I said, well, let me go out there. And then y'all do it and say, hey, this is what it is. Now, I wouldn't necessarily know that that was a recent price hike of 10%. I'd have to deal with whatever the sticker says, like these car dealerships, right? I mean, these cars go up. The persons that are willing to take a hit, they'll go buy a car. You just bought a car in the worst possible time ever. Now, I know you had a little friend in the business, that type of thing. Congratulations, by the way. Did you bring it back? Did you bring that GMC back?
Well, I'm in the garage right now.
Beautiful. But you know what I mean? But this is a bad time to buy a car. It's a bad time. Okay. So anyway, that's where I'm kind of confused. It's like the only people that know about the price increase. Now look, some of your consumers are going to know because they've been shopping a set for years, right? Like, all right, I've been talking to Wayne for 3 years and I saved up the money, and now Wayne tells me it's 10% more.
Well, we don't get that as much as you would get people just going, holy moly. And I might as well say it, I don't know, it was cookware. But if you had went in a store looking for cookware, and there were two of them, they were nice and shiny, both of them, on the shelf, and this one had nice shiny black handles and shiny size, and this one had black handles and shiny size, and this one was $50 and this one was $500. Which would you buy? Well, probably buy the $50 one. They look alike. But that's why we do a presentation to show the value of that $500.
Yeah, it's exactly. Not.
I usually go to say, well, right. Don't get me wrong, this piece of cookware is not $500. It's a lot more than that, I don't know. But because I want to build the value and not give them sticker shock. And that's all we have to do. See, it's Arnold Palmer. You just bringing up some good points because what it is, Bruce, it's not the consumer as much as it is the sales people. Arnold said and that's our challenge. Whenever you have a price increase or you have a set configuration change or a piece is not working, so you discontinue it in the line. I had a dealer many years ago tell me, he said, when I was president, he said, Wayne, he said, I'll tell you what we need a bread pan. And I said, well, Larry, let me ask you a question. How many of them do you think you would use in a year? Or he said, I'd buy at least 15. Well, that's not enough to make the bread. But you see, people have that mentality when they're running a business.
Right.
They just want a few of them.
Now, one thing I might ask you, okay, so there is this 10%, whatever it is, price increase. But man, I'm thinking about one of your third world markets like the Philippines. I mean, could that be a deal breaker out there? I mean, it's pretty, or it isn't. It's the same as it is anywhere else. I know you've said that before, but every TV show that I see about the Philippines, man, it looks so, you know.
They're selling.
Yeah.
And Korea is our largest market, South Korea, and right now. And well, Africa is big too, but you see, these are when you get to Africa, when you get to the Philippines, Indonesia, it's people are either poor or they're rich. And people in the Philippines, I did a presentation in an actress's house one time, and her name was Kim Chua. And boy, she was just a little bit of nothing and just as pretty as a peach, you know. And
gotcha.
She had the former president's daughter, who person has a tutor.
Wow.
And her name was Chris Aquino. And Aquino, you know, Aquino's his president, the mom and the son. And Ninoy just passed away. I was kind of surprised he passed away early. But anyway, they were in, so, and Chris has all Style Master. She's had it for years and always gets more. But these people, they just, everybody in the company that was Filipino saw that, even if they didn't live in the Philippines. And it was on a Filipino talk show. And they've kept it and they've watched it because you see all of a sudden it's Salad Master.
Oh, so people want to have one.
If they got money, they'll get it.
Now, do they have one because it's a cool thing to have and brag about or whatever? I know it's good intrinsically.
It's branded.
Or people take food more seriously.
No, it's a brand.
Okay.
It's like Louis Vuitton. It's a brand, and
it's Louis Vuitton. I like that. That's a good.
Yeah, it's Louis Vuitton, Rolex. It's all those brand names, Chanel. I say that because of the ladies. Because man, I'm telling you what, they.
I know. They'd leave they'd get off the plane and go to North Park Mall. I got you.
You got it. Exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot of value though that they see because I was talking with my sister just last night, and she was telling me about somebody in the family that just got engaged, and the guy that she got engaged to is a good Christian guy. He sings gospel music. He's only like 22.
Oh wow.
He's got diabetes. He's already had a couple digits removed.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm going, holy cow, this guy's got an uphill. And he's a country boy. So his sister, and I know who she was because I went to school with her and her twin sister. My sister reminded me of all this. And just they like to cook and eat. I mean, biscuits and gravy kind of stuff, you know. And he's going to have a lifestyle change. And we're partners with the American Diabetes Association. And if you follow, seriously, I hate, yeah, thank goodness I'm not diabetic, but if you actually go lean way more toward a plant-based diet,
yeah,
you will help diabetes.
Absolutely.
And so I was talking to my sister about that. She said, it might be hard for him because he's a good cook and he likes them pork chops and the biscuits and grits. We have a lot of it, but things are going to keep falling off.
Yeah,
until there's nothing left. So, you've got to accept reality. Same thing in a price increase. Same in anything we do, you have to accept its reality. And the customer, like you said, you're so right on. They don't know. They get sticker shock. If you didn't raise the price for 7 years, they'd still get sticker shock.
Right.
So.
It's not like, oh, it's this one product. It's everything. Go to the store. Nothing's there. Or it's higher. Or it's been put in a reduced box.
Yep.
Price of gas. Now the interest rates are finally going to move probably a little bit here in March upward in an upward direction. Inflation. So it's kind of part of an inflated world. So shouldn't traumatic. It's uncomfortable. Nobody wants to pay more for anything. I got it. Nobody wants to have to explain that to people, but you could just say, hey, given the economy and the materials costs and shipping costs and this and that and the other and all the everything else around us, this is the price that it is today.
Well, you might use with that afraid person. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Dealer or Mr. Consultant or Miss Consultant.
Sure.
How much too much do you think it is? Because you see, we show our product because we believe in it. Number one, we have a passion for it. You used to say that even if Soundmaster cost twice the price, it'd be worth every cent. Lifetime warranty. And we replace cookware that people bought 50, 60 years ago. Replace it with new. Can you believe that? How many, when I was selling back in the 70s, there was only two things that had a lifetime warranty that they really replaced. One of them was a cross pen, and the other one was a Zippo lighter. They had to repair or replace. And, we've got a great product. And customer services, you try to take something back to some of these places after you've had it for, 10, 20 years.
The rainbow vacuum cleaner, the Kirby.
Yep.
Some of those old school. Good times. So what I'm hearing is then it's just getting the sales force, the people in the field activated and comfortable.
And it happens, it's going to happen again, and it'll happen again, but this is part of what a dealer,
We'll see.
A business owner. Right. You know, no matter what business you're in, if you're a stationary owner, a shop and sell envelopes and paper, it's gone up already.
So now you got to come up with your Wayne Fritz responses. Like, customer says, "Well, I'm just going to wait for the inflation to go back down, then I'll buy one." And then you got to come back and say something like, "Yeah, it doesn't work that way." You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to come back to what you said.
Okay.
You said you wouldn't know.
Correct. I would.
And you wouldn't see. That's the ticket. You answered it because you, as the potential, you don't know that it just went up last week 10%. So I don't go. Now, listen, Bruce, I'm going to show you this, but I want you to know that last week it was 10% less. I would never say that.
No.
And that objection you just gave me, I would have never gotten that in all the years I've been selling anything. I just never would have gotten it. But you just don't get it. Because you cover all that in your presentation. And that's what we still have to do. And to be in business, every business owner has to do that. I mean, hey, go to the Mont Blanc store. They've gone up. And you know, one of the reasons they've gone up is because all that stuff goes up. Rent goes up. I was just reading in a paper right here in Arlington, Texas. Gosh. Lincoln Square. You know where that is?
Yes, sir.
I love that place. Used to go there, and there was great stores there.
Yeah.
I think about that, and that the owners of the Highland were looking into buying it and seeing what they'd put there and to renovate and get that back up. Great area, good traffic area, but they've lost a lot of their pizzazz. And you know what? The people that are in there or that have left said they had to leave because the price went up too much, the tenants. So in those kind of cases, prices can go up because it's the owner of the business.
Right.
But, and you got to have the traffic and the other good businesses. But in our business, we are in business for ourselves, but not by ourselves. All we have to do is right. It's right here.
There you go, man.
It's right there.
There you go.
Yeah. So you're right. I just wanted to put that out there, and I can't believe we talked about that. But it's
Center. You knew that was the beginning of the end.
Yeah, I remember. Well, it was Simply Fondue, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, when that place moves, you're screwed.
Well, I went there 30-some years. There was a place called, I'll think of it. It was a nice restaurant, Portofino's.
Okay.
They had
Dover
sole fresh that they would
– Yep.
Filet it right at your table. But they had some really nice places along in there.
They did.
And, they did. But you're right. The Simply Fondue. You can go in there and have a wonderful fondue dinner, and you could remember it for 3 days after. All you had to do is smell your clothes.
Is it? Yeah. Or it was called the Melting Pot. I don't know which one.
Yeah, no, the Melting Pot's still around.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, you enjoy the food, and then you come home and you Oof. Just pick up a shirt or something.
Grease. Oh my gosh. That's that's amazing stuff. But look, let's keep on this train here. All right. Let's look at cars, for instance. So riddle me this or walk me through this psychologically. So like I said 2 weeks ago, happened to be in the car dealership, one car on the showroom floor. Secondary tiers outside underneath the blue awnings. 2018s, 2019s, there's no inventory for whatever reasons, right? There's no computer chips. There's no product, you know, all the excuses for why that is. So I'm thinking as a car consumer, which I'm not, but if I was, anyway, but I would say, you know what I'm going to do? Wayne, I'm going to wait this out. Surely, either with the midterm elections or if Ron DeSantis becomes president here. Just kidding. little humor there.
I love it.
Anyway, or you know what I mean? There's a shift in some things. Then I'll go out there and I might look at a car again. But we don't know. There's no guarantee that this is going to get any better.
Nope.
There's no guarantee it's going to get back to where it was, which it won't. Because as a function of time, if enough time passes on the x-axis, you're not in the same place you were. You're just not, because time has passed.
That's right.
And any economist will tell you things tilt in an upward direction, like it or not. You know, I am.
It's funny. I went to get my tires checked before I drove to get this Denali. And I went to the BMW place and drove in there in the garage, and they took it around the back of the thing. And at that showroom,
crickets.
Yeah,
crickets.
And the parking lot out there was, you're right, there was just like you could have rolled a big bowling ball and not hit anything. it was just funny. And mine just happened to fall in the right place at the right time. And I'll tell you, used cars are up so much that it's the only time I ever traded for a brand new vehicle and got money back.
Yeah.
So you're either going to do it or it's kind of is you is or is you ain't my baby.
Your baby.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby. So you just, because you're right, the axis, the shift, it's not coming back. It'll live. We're not going to have, it's just like, I hate to tell my old buddies, but we're not, the 70s ain't coming back. the love in San Francisco, it's over.
That's why a lot of people like stocks for the most part, because you can go back to yesterday's price. You know, stocks are up and down, but you're selling at Salad Master. That's not up and down. It's going up. It's no down. Hey, real quick, do you guys run into, let's say, this 10% price hike? And I'm going to say, you know, Wayne, I'm just going to get on eBay or Etsy or something, and I'm going to buy a gently used set. Do y'all have
they'll get that. And we're always looking at that and following that. And it's okay. I mean, people sell stuff on eBay, and you can get, if you can find one. What we run into or have over the past is bootlegging.
Uh-oh. How do you boot? Oh, like counterfeit?
Well, no, it's I'm a dealer with, I'm an authorized dealer, and I can buy from the factory. And I'll buy.
Wow.
And I'll sell it to you, and you run a eBay site, and you're selling it on eBay for like, you know, $1,000 off or something like that. And you're hurting a lot of people. Now, so we got to try to find me who bought it and fire me or just terminate my dealer agreement. We're always cleaning that stuff up.
So y'all actually have an internal affairs division?
Yeah. We got the IA. Yeah, absolutely. And that's been going on since way before eBay. Used to be, it was a little bitty 1x2 thing in a column on a newspaper.
Right.
With an 800 number. Let's see. Then, yeah, you know, there's 800 numbers. It's been through everything, but if somebody's trying to cheat the deal, you know?
Right.
Somebody's trying to make it off the hard work of other people and just sit back and take a little bit.
Yep.
Off a lot.
That's so interesting. That's interesting. The old black market of.
Oh, yeah. I said bootlegging, but there's another term you mentioned. Oh, one of the back companies used to call it bojacking.
Right.
Yeah. So it's all the stuff. It's cheating. It's what it is. So it's not doing the right thing. So we watch that stuff and we deal with it as soon as we find it out, we deal with it very quickly. And that person is no longer welcome. So. But it'll never end. It'll never. Oh, you. And then the phone book. It used to be they put them in different books. Oh,
really?
Way of communication. Believe me, there's been cheaters on it. It's funny.
Some truckers at the truck stop. Break 19. I got me some Salad Master back. Y'all come on down to the truck stop.
Yeah, come on down here. But you know, again, if you go out and follow that square, and that's what I've always believed. Yeah. I don't care what business you're in. And you book, you get appointments, and then you go cook, You build, build, build. You offer the opportunity. Everybody needs a little extra money. So you think it's a lot of money, making money? How much too much? And go through that. Well, maybe you look like the kind of person that's looking for a part-time income. So you bring them into business. And then you train, and you get sales. It's just natural.
I mean, just like with what you just got, okay? I mean, you get cloth seats. Shouldn't say XL. You might have gotten an XL, but you got that Denali. You got that extra package that makes it like a Salad Master level vehicle. So you weren't shopping for anything less, were you, Wayne? I know you.
Nope,
that's nothing but the best for Wayne Fritz, baby.
Yeah, I never care about the color.
Oh, really?
I talk about the price.
Okay.
But I know what I want.
Yeah.
But I don't care what color it is.
You knew the price and the package.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. I knew what I was looking
for. You knew that going in.
Yep.
And you sure as hell knew the package.
So, you know what you're dealing with. You know the money that you're ready to go for.
So
now, that's the difference between me and you on a show. I knew what I was going into. No, and I don't know you. I mean, looking for that.
And I know y'all got a nudge and sell, and this is what it is, and boy howdy, and here's all the bill. I got that, but they kind of got to know when they're walking in. Hey, I'm in the Denali Escalade area of the GM store here, right? I'm not in the cloth seats. I'm not in the AM/FM cassette player or whatever. A&F stripped down, no satellite radio, no nothing. I mean, cloth seats, this and that, smaller engine. Okay, no, you know what you want, and these folks hopefully they know what they want. I remember. It's shut down now. Bobby Belargin, he owned a bunch of dealerships down there near Camp Bowie and whatever. People walk into that Audi dealership, they write a check. They already knew.
Yep.
They already knew what they wanted. You know what I mean? All the salesmen had to do is stand there and say, stand in this corner over here. Okay? And they're like, yeah, man. Get their checkbook out. Well, let's walk back to the back, you know, and sell you some add-ons or whatever. But these folks... And you know, it's of course what y'all are selling doesn't sell itself, but to some people it does.
Well, if you get to the right people, there's certain niches that it's laid out. But people come to our shows, cookware's not even on their mind. It's not on their priority list like the Denali was for me. It's not, you know, it's not on that list at all. It's not on the list of kids to college or new carpet in the house or new kitchen cabinets. It's not on that list.
Right.
And what our job as a direct salesperson is to put our product on that list, and in a short time, it's up to the top priority that night. That's what a presentation does.
Yeah, no.
And that's the difference between me walking in. It's like Andrew told me at one time. He said, Dad, I want you to come with me, if you would. I want to go down to the Harley place and look at Harleys. And I said, son, let me just give you a little advice. You never go look at motorcycles. You go buy motorcycles. Well, I'm not going to buy one, Dad. I'm just going to look. And I said, I want you to listen to me real carefully.
Right.
Just read my lips. You don't look.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, something comes up out of the dirt and grabs hold of your ankle and drags you right down because you're going to buy. He said, no, I promise you, I'm just going to look. It gets... kind of get to see what's going on out there. I went with him, and you know what happened?
He bought it.
Oh, yeah. Pretty soon he would say, Dad, you know what? You got to come over here and see this, and here's what they're telling me. What do you think? And I said, I'm your father.
I told you.
I told you, but I'm not going to interfere. That's your deal.
Yeah, I got one son that he would be, buying something. Yeah, so, but you don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry either, type of thing.
Yep.
And you know what I'd like to do in the future, and we've kind of done something like that, how you guys close a sale. You convert it, you know, the closer. You know what I'm saying? Ninth inning.
When we do that one, could you have your wife sitting next to you?
Amen. I hear you. I'll get a stunt double.
Yeah. But anyway, well, I got to have fun every now and then.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was
awesome. But anyway, I got a nice used set I can use for breakfast. I'm just kidding. I got a demo kit. That's what we used to do when we'd have our sets and salespeople and they'd use sets and da 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 da. We would make some specials and do a demo sale. But people buy it. One time I had to pick up a set of cookware. I'm so darn old, I say 70s, and I actually had a driver's license back then in the car. But I had to pick up a set. They didn't pay. And I was just a consultant, but I was still responsible for that. My dealer was pretty strict. So I went and picked up this set, and there was still a little food in a couple pans. And then I had an appointment down the road with you and your wife, okay, where you were on a dinner last night. So I'd go see you, and I'll never forget this. I sat there with this couple, and I said, here's our prices, here's everything. And I went through the clothes. I said, now, you can get this. I said, I've got one out in the car that's a demo set. I called it a demo set. And I said, it's a demo set. And if you're interested in it, you know, it's $100 off or $150, whatever it was. And I said, you can look at it if you want. Well, I took him out and opened up my trunk, and there that set of cookware all was. And he got his money out of his pocket and paid me right there.
Yeah, because he thought he was getting a deal, right?
Yeah, well, he was, but I was too. So, because I had to pay for that. So anyway, it's people buy value. You know, it's still carried the same warranty, still carried everything the same. Like I said, our product, I used to say, Bruce, seriously, you talk about a price increase. Let me ask you a question. It was a car. I mean, really, it was everything that you, it had everything that you really had envisioned on a car. The comfort, all the reliabilities and everything. And I said, now, Bruce, this car has a lifetime warranty. You will never have to buy another car as long as you live. Yep, never. It's just it.
That'd be worth the extra money.
It'd be, yeah, but here's the deal. It costs about 4 or 5 times more than that car that's not, doesn't have
money. I'd save over my lifetime.
Yep. Wait. So that's the same way with our product.
I know.
I get people that tell me, so I had this cookware 50 years and you replaced it. I can't believe it. So that's the only thing that I've still got after 50 years.
Yep.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
No, so we have every reason, all of us, in any business we're in, to bump our costs when they go up. We don't want to take advantage of people.
No.
We run a fair business, but fair has got to be on both sides, and we all have to grow. We're in the business for profit.
Fair is that what you pay the taxi driver? That's what's fair, right?
That's right.
But well, good stuff, man. It's a good discussion today on how to deal with the price increase, and how sometimes we need to coach folks to deal with it, and or to a lesser extent, consumers, depending on what you're selling out there. I know that, you know, sometimes it's, you know, if I have few spots available, price goes up.
Yep.
But come July is a good time to call Bruce Cameron, early July, late June.
Yes.
It's up with everybody's out, crickets going on there, and you know what, I'll run a blue light special here and there.
It's a blue light special in aisle 12.
Hey, you know, better than a cleanup in aisle 3, but I'll take the blue light. And
the old Kmart blue light special.
Yes, sir. I'll run those blue light specials here and there. And that's fine, man. And I'm fine with that. You know, and then some, I can't believe you charge this here, but you charge that there. I'm like, hey, man, this is the way it is. About incoming revenue. It's not so much about it's a human service is more fluid and more dynamic.
Way back in the day, my dad was a Marine, fought in the big WWII.
All right.
Guam, Saipan, Guadalcanal. A dollar is a dollar and 4 o'clock is 4 o'clock. That's the way they were raised. The oldest of 11 kids. Sixth grade education. He went down. There was a sale at Sears. And looking at a dining room table. And they didn't buy it, but it was on sale. And he went back the next week and it wasn't on sale. And they didn't put it on sale for him.
Right.
The sale was the week before.
Right.
And that's when I learned about sales. You know, and just like you said, why are you charging this now and you charged that before? Well, there was a sale before.
It was a summertime sale, to be honest. Yeah.
So we call that the summer sizzler. Anyway, yeah, it's funny.
The summer sizzler. All right, then. Look, let's wrap this one up then. Boy, it was a fun time today. And next week, we may have a special guest with us here and then some more guests in the week to come. So
yeah.
And get back, hopefully get a fighter or two here and talk about their experiences. And appreciate everybody watching our show here, Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Don't forget to see all the past shows on Apple, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I'd like to thank Sam and Ronan to had another round of show summaries that they just caught up for us, I'm thinking. Sam does such a good job so fast with that. So we're only 4 shows behind on our show summaries. So I'm going to get us caught up. I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And Wayne, how can folks reach you?
Well, for the time being, it's Wayne_515@yahoo.com. But I'm working on my website and all kinds of stuff. So
yeah.
I'll get with you after that. I got some really good things going on.
And me and you got to have that big meeting, you know?
Yeah.
Our big nudge, wink, wink meeting that we got to have about your upcoming service lines and those things. Yeah. Wayne is going to be more available to the public and clients, it seems.
I'm excited.
He's out of kind of coming out of jail. Just kidding. He's not coming out of jail. He's going to be more available. But I literally did come out of jail, but not what you think. Anyhow, y'all take care. We'll see y'all here next time on the Concierge Coaches Show, LA Talk Radio. Until next week. Take care, everybody. Stay safe.
Thanks.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz.